Now, on the subject of bars and restaurants in the state, all limited to just takeout and delivery service today, no in-restaurant or in-bar service. In response, some smaller locally owned establishments are simply closing. WBUR's Amelia Mason went to Trina's Starlight Lounge in Somerville to find out how it plans to weather the epidemic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll definitely miss you.
At the entrance to Trina's Starlight Lounge is a donations bucket, a hand sanitizer dispenser, and a table crammed with containers full of food. Trina's co-owner, Emma Hollander, says the food in the kitchen won't keep for 3 weeks, so they're giving it away since they don't offer takeout or delivery.
You know, we're a neighborhood restaurant, neighborhood bar, and we wanted to make sure, A, that our staff took as much as physically possible yesterday because, you know, everybody's going to be out of a job for 3 weeks. And then we just cooked the rest off so the neighborhood could come and take as much food as they wanted.
As customers filter in to chat and load up on mac and cheese and coleslaw, they drop cash into a bucket labeled staff donations. Trina's non-salaried front-of-house employees will be effectively out of a job while the bar is closed. And the business itself will take a hit, too.
And as a small business owner, like, I mean, are you worried? Like, how are you feeling?
I think everybody's terrified. We're really just trying to keep our spirits high and do the best we can. But, I mean, this is something that's never happened in our industry before. So I think everybody's pretty worried.
Kate Heffernan and Omar Robinson of Somerville are Trina's regulars. Heffernan says they're worried about the bar's employees.
We get to know the servers by name. We hug them. We say hello. We say goodbye. We care about their lives. And, you know, you see people you love and they're struggling. And we understand that it has to happen. But I'm glad that we could come in and grab some food and Venmo them to help support them during the time that they have to be shut down.
Yeah. I'm just happy we got to see them more than anything, honestly.
Exactly. Hard not to get a hug, though.
As the pair heads down the street with a stack of Tupperware, a line of customers is already forming outside the bar. The last one it'll see for a while. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.